Welcome to The Fitpreneurs, the show that will help you flex your business muscles so you can make more money and live the life you really want. No more complaining, whining, or being a wimp. It's time to pump up your fitness business and push yourself beyond your comfort zone. So no girly men or lazy ladies allowed. It's time for me to do some push-ups and turn things over to your host, Simon Lovell.
10, not 5, but 10 questions that I recently got which are going to help improve your business and life. First question is, Simon, how many hours per day do you spend on your business? I think this is a fantastic question. And the answer is, it depends. So for me, I love to do what I do. So it's not, no one has to ask me to get stuff done. It's a Saturday, I'm doing a Facebook Live. I would like to be doing this, but I am going to go out and spend some time with my pup today. I'm going to go and disconnect and put the phone away and all of those things. So my routine is I'll get up typically around 5:30. I'm in the gym by 7. I'm back by 8:30. And then my meetings typically start 9 o'clock on a Monday morning when I have sort of like a 2-hour team meeting with my team at Fitpreneurs. So that happens, and then you know I'm working pretty much you know all throughout the day. So my days are packed and they're jammed. However, when it comes to service delivery time, which is actually servicing clients, then it may be a few hours a week. I have my platinum calls on Tuesdays, my VIP calls on Tuesdays also. And so, you know, I may be interacting with some of my platinum clients over on Voxer or whatever. So if we look at service delivery time versus time on the business, you know, there's a lot of hours put in to get and to grow a company. And so if you are, you know, reading books that are telling you that you're going to be working like a couple of hours a day to run, you know, a 6 or 7 figure business, and it's just unrealistic. So it depends. You know, I've definitely got better at self-care and listening to my body, and then, you know, listening to the signal that I need to go and take time out, or a half day or a full day doing that. So the amount of hours that I spend also is based on the demand of what's going on in the business. So maybe there's a bit of a crunch and it's something's going on and it's a bit more of a stressful time and all hands on deck, then it really does it does depend on what's happening on the business as you go through different highs and lows. Jamie, you've asked a question which is awesome. I'm going to come to that. How do you get over feeling guilty about enjoying free time when you could always be producing or working on something? Well, that's a great, fantastic question, Jamie. I appreciate that. What I'm going to say is that you have to start linking your time off and your re-energizing time to producing and working on things. Because if you don't take time to step away, then what's going to happen is the information and knowledge that you put into that project is not going to be as good if you're coming from a really good place. So what I would say to you is start thinking about connecting. Hey, if I go and take some time off, if I go and reconnect and I go and, you know, spend time with my friends and I disconnect and I re-energize, that's going to fuel my project even better. Okay. And that's difficult to make that transition because sometimes we're like, let's get it done. And what happens is when you're in that darkness of just like overwhelm and it's like you're producing something from the wrong place, then you don't put as much effort into it and it's not as good as a project, right? So you have to look at management of you first, and that's something huge that we teach at Fitpreneurs, which is, you know, practicing self-care. Make sure that you start your day feeling good before you go and do whatever you're doing, right? Because if you start your day stressed, then that stress is going to spill over to clients, it's going to spill over to your projects, it's going to maybe affect interactions that you're having. All of those things. Now, if you're going out heavy drinking on the weekends, for example, then that toxicity is going to spill through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and how you interact and your attitude and all of those things too. Why do I bring that up? Because I recently announced that I've given up drinking altogether. So there, hopefully it answers your question, Jamie. All right, so that's the first question. Second question is, what is the one thing that you focused on in your business that created massive results? Now, this is a really great question. And if I look at massive results and ascension, so I look at the data and look at, well, when my business went like this and it ascended, you know, because sometimes people can have like incremental growth and it can go stay stagnant for a long, long time. By the way, if your business is like stagnant for a long, long time and your income has gone like this, or it's gone like this instead of like this, then that comes from being within your comfort zone. Hey, Comfy. That comes from you being inside your comfort zone. It comes from you not stretching yourself, most likely not having a coach or mentor, just being comfortable, right? So the big jumps came when I started to work on myself, my fears, my confidence, and I honestly started not giving a fuck, okay? So when that happened, my business took a jump from 60,000 a month to 100,000 a month. Now, this was probably about 2 years ago. Or a year and a half ago. And that jump came in the space of 1 month from when I removed worry about what other people thought. Guys, I want you to listen to that really carefully and understand the importance of what I just said from your perspective and your own growth. My business took a massive ascension, okay, when I removed the fear and stopped worrying what other people thought of me. Why? Because I started to go into more activity and into more action. Okay? So much is held back by this, which is why Fitpreneurs has to be, and I keep on reiterating this, a personal development and a business coaching program together, linked together, because that's when you get exponential growth, when you start to change this, and then the strategy comes and you're moving forward powerfully, okay? So that's a great question. What was the one thing I focused on? I focused on me and developing me, and then the business grew, because then the strategies which sometimes you have that you haven't implemented become more active, okay? Maybe you've been spending years in learning and you've been to seminars and you've done all this stuff and it's just like, well, none of you're not making use of any of it yet. Well, what you'll find is when you start to work on you, and when you start to practice more self-care and overcome your limiting beliefs and challenges and increase your confidence, then your energy goes up, you start to do more, be more, you start to put yourself out there more, you start to create more opportunities, and then your income starts to skyrocket. So yeah, post the questions into the chat, so we'll carry on doing some questions. Again, this is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs. If you haven't checked out the new training, if you are a personal trainer or you're looking to grow your fitness business, triple it. A lot of these concepts I've talked about in more depth in a new training at fitpreneurs.com/triple. Okay, next question. What's the best practices for hiring a virtual assistant? So when I started out as, obviously I was a personal trainer. I qualified back in 2005 after a long story around bullying, and I'm going to actually talk about that story a bit more in depth on how I became a trainer. What happened was that I started doing the lunchbox diet. I published HarperCollins published the lunchbox diet in 2009, and I started to build a product suite with the lunchbox diet, which started off as a simple idea, which I turned into a 13-page ebook. It got called The Best Diet Ever by Elle Magazine, and then that started the journey of the lunchbox diet when I was a trainer back in the UK. I'm now based in San Diego. And so what happened was I was making more and more sales of the lunchbox diet, and it got to the point where it became overwhelming. And of course, in business, you only start to make moves sometimes when things become overwhelmed and stressed. And so then I posted in my lunchbox diet group, hey, I'm looking for an assistant, right, to deal with these things, X, Y, Z. And I asked if anyone was available. And so actually one of my clients, who has now been with me for about 4 years, Anne, the amazing assistant, who's still over in the UK, she's actually coming to me in Bali for the Platinum Mastermind for Fitpreneurs in the end of August. She came on board. So that was the journey of hiring my assistant. But you can go online. There's different websites like hireamum.com. You can go to also things like upwork.com. You might want to write these resources down. And so there are multiple ways that you can hire a virtual assistant. Something I would say about hiring an assistant, which is you don't need to think to yourself in your head, because this can be a block for a lot of people, which is, well, I need to hire someone full time, right? No, you just need to hire out what you need to be done now. And as your business grows and your workload grows, then the assistant and the role of the virtual assistant can be there to be able to assist you in your growth. All right, post into the comments. Are you finding this useful? Just say yes if you are, and I will continue. If you have any questions, then post in. Let me know where you're from. Guys, you're being really shy again today. Make this interactive. Just post me a little comment and say, hey, yeah, that was useful. I'd like to know a bit more about this. This is the current challenge that I've got going on in my business. What are you up to this weekend? Just don't be shy. Don't be an observer. Be an interactor. I'd love to be able to connect with you here over on Facebook. So, next question. How do you organize your ideas? Again, this is a great question, because for a lot of people who are naturally creative, you're always going to have ideas, especially when you're in flow and you're in those times when suddenly, boom, out of nowhere, then things can start to come to you, right? The way that I organize my ideas is I just get them out of my head and get them onto a mind map sometimes, okay? Or I just use a journal. And I'm just writing those things down, and then I'm asking this question. Does this idea fit into the vision of the company, and when is the right timeline for it to be executed? Okay, because we can get lots of ideas, but those ideas sometimes can come from other people because it's their agenda, right? And it doesn't align with the mission. So once you know the mission and the vision of where your business is going, and you get an idea, you can start to slot it in on the timeline of how the business is going. Now, that idea may accelerate the growth of the company, or it may slow it down. So you have to ask the question, will this idea, in alignment with the vision and the mission of the business, accelerate the progress of the mission and the vision, or slow it down? Okay? And remembering that it's often more important to say no than it is to say yes. For example, I have so many different ideas all of the time, okay? Because I am a creator. That's my natural. I just get ideas, and I'm always wanting to share things. I kind of just want to get it out there, right? So we have to have the master plan, okay? We have to have the vision, track back on the business, what's the business model, track back, and then decide the path that we're going to, and then we just have to also be really good at saying no. Hey, Chris. Hey, Simon. Great to see you putting out great content, as always. Very valuable to all in the game. Thank you very much, Chris. And the next question is, what is the best find the pain question in a sales conversation? Okay, this is a great question. So when it comes to enrollment and selling, okay, I'm actually putting together a brand new program, brainstorming that right now, a new sales mastery program. Then it's really important as part of sales that you understand the challenge that someone's going through, so that you can actually offer a solution that's going to actually help them, right? So a lot of people struggle with this, the whole issue of sales and the conversation and how you transition and the questions that you ask and the rapport. There are so many different elements to sales, whether you're good at it, whether you're not so good at it, and how to master it. Okay, that's the truth. So a good question that you can ask in a conversation with someone to find the challenge and the pain is simply this. What's your biggest challenge right now? What's your biggest frustration? Okay, so what's your biggest challenge right now, and what's your biggest frustration? That's going to elicit, okay? It's very hard if you ask that question of what's your biggest frustration right now, like when frustration produces a certain emotion, right? Because people get frustrated. So you have to use a certain word like frustrated that someone uses in their own mind, right? I'm so frustrated, what keeps someone up late at night? So as much as we can talk about the vision of where someone wants to be, and that's really exciting, that's really great, what pain are they in? What pain do they want to get out of? Okay, so a great question to ask is, what is your biggest frustration right now? Post into the comments below. As always, it is Saturday. Welcome. This is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs Studio in San Diego. If you haven't checked out the new training yet, check out fitpreneurs.com/triple. Also, head to the website fitpreneurs.com for the podcast, for webinars, for adding yourself to the newsletter, for the free copy of online of the new Encyclopedia of Modern Fitness Business Building. Start educating yourself, and then when you know that the time is right to move forward with coaching, then reach out, head to the website and apply for the breakthrough call, where we'll find out where you are, where you want to get to, and what is going to be the fastest way for you to get there as we drag you through and support you on your mission to change more lives. And especially if you're a trainer, if you're watching this and you have a passion around not just fitness, but also nutrition and mindset, and you believe that true transformation is working on you and your self-development and growth, then that's where Fitpreneurs can really help you accelerate in helping you to become a new level of leader. Very, very different from most other offerings. So next question, let's dive in. Thank you to everyone joining me. I appreciate you joining me on the weekend and watching this live video. As always, I would love for you to interact, post a comment below. You enjoying the content, hit the like button, also subscribe. Make sure that you don't miss out on the latest videos and content which is coming out, because I'm pumping out lots recently, and I will continue to do so if you guys show me the love. What do you want to learn more about? What are some of your frustrations? Post in. I can know if you post in the comments and let me know what currently you got going on. I'd love to say hi to you. So, next question. How do you go about converting cold leads? Okay. If you're watching this and you're thinking, sorry, what is a cold lead? Like, is it just like frozen? Is it like needing to be heated up? What is a cold lead? So a cold lead is someone who doesn't know anything about you. So maybe right now, this is the first time that you've been exposed to myself and Fitpreneurs. Okay, so maybe you have a service, you have a product, and no one really knows about it right now. Okay, so here's the thing about quote unquote cold leads. Okay, and really we're talking about people. We can't forget that. So we know that there's terminology, but we have to remember that a lead is a person. So understand that everyone has a different type of pain and challenge. And so depending on that, depends on, how much they want that solved right now. So for some people who are quote unquote cold, they may want something right this second, and the pain that they're in, they want solved. You know, it's a very difficult situation. So depending on the tolerance of that, where they are, is going to determine how fast they want the solution. For me personally, when I know I want something, hey Solomon, for me personally, when I know I want something, I don't F about, right? If I desire something, I want it yesterday. Okay, so if someone recommends a book to me, it's ordered in the moment. If someone recommends a product and I've like got a high desire for it, I'm one of those people who pulls the trigger and I'm a buyer, right? That's why I move forward quickly, because I'm just like, get it, move forward. Let's just not mess about. Let's just move forward. So much hesitation and failure in business comes from the lack of that, which is just like dabbling, right? So if you can start to just adjust your decision making and make things faster and do things quicker, I guarantee you'll get quicker and faster results, and you'll get to where you want to be faster. The timeline of your success can be years, or it can be weeks, or it can be days, coming from how fast you decide to make your decisions and just go, 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 go. Okay? So very important that we also consider that. So in converting a cold lead, it depends on their someone's how much of a desire they have, their own mental attitude, but also really it's about how much value you provide and how much trust you build. Does the person resonate with you? Like, I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and that's okay, because I can't be liked by everyone, but all I can be is me in this moment, depending on the state in which I woke up, whether I've meditated, how I feel right now, the energy I give off. I can only be me, and you can only be you. Okay? So instead of putting on a front, okay, and not being yourself, just be yourself and you'll attract people to you, not the persona. Right? So it's all about trust and whether someone feels a connection and resonance with what you're talking about. Maybe you say something which is like, wow, like that's really me, you know? So the amount of value and content that you can provide and the more you put yourself out there, the more people are going to know about you and the more trust that's going to be built. And as soon as someone feels that trust and as someone feels that connection and they feel that you can help them, then most likely they're going to reach out and then they can start the journey of transformation. Okay. Post into the comments below. This is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs. If you've just joined, head to fitpreneurs.com. Also, check out the new training, fitpreneurs.com/triple, where I take you through a blueprint of how one of my clients went from $1,000 a month to $11,212 in just 4 weeks in his fitness business. I'll share the story and also the funnel, which is actually allowing you to move forward. All right. Let's go to the next question. What is the one thing I can do now to jumpstart my business? What is the one thing I can do right now to jumpstart my business? Finding a coach, finding some guidance to pull you through is key. It's critical. It's the number one thing, okay? Aside from that, you've got to start taking action on the things that you've been putting off. Okay, so typically what we do is we know that we need to do things, but all of the things that we're not doing because we're putting them off through resistance are the things that are going to yield the biggest return. So you have to look at information consumption versus action. Okay, so very, very key. So if I were watching this video or I were reading a book, okay, what I would be doing is asking myself the question, you know, what can I apply today? Because otherwise, what happens is we get into this caught into this trap of just consuming the information but not doing anything with it. So if you want to jumpstart, define also what jumpstart means. Okay, what do you mean by that? So once I know what jumpstart means, because everyone's definition of jumpstart is different. Okay, so is it you want to get your first client? Is it you want to double your revenue? Okay, because once you know where you're going, you can start to track back against that. Okay, but never forget that we only do so much on our own. But when we're pulled through and we're held accountable and we're stretched, okay, which is what coaching and mentorship is, then you're always able to go that much further. And the cost of it versus the cost of staying as you are in the pattern that you're staying as always plays in your favor when you get assistance. Because if I was to just stay as I was going when I first if I hadn't invested in my first mentor and I had carried on the way that I was going for another 3 years, I do not even know what my debt would be like. I don't even know what my environment would be like. I don't even know. It doesn't even bear thinking about. And that's because I've gone through that process to get help. And often people think it's the cost of it, but it's the cost of not doing it, okay? And it's just pulling the trigger. But if you want to jumpstart and you really don't want to take that step for some reason and you do want to go out on your own, then you have to get super disciplined. You have to get super organized, okay? And you have to really start to hold yourself accountable, which is really freaking hard to do, okay? Because you have to implement your own... Why is it so hard to hold yourself accountable? Because you have to give yourself consequences and you don't actually naturally want to do that. Okay, so I'm going to go and do this today. I just fancy doing something else. I'm not going to give myself a consequence, so I just won't do it. And that's the problem, okay? Okay, this is a really good question. Now, post into the comments below if you've got any questions. Just hit the like button. Also, hit share if you're finding the content useful today. And... would love to know your thoughts on some of the concepts and ideas I've been sharing during this series. What are some of your struggles that you're going through in your business? What are some of the big questions that you've got? Let's make this interactive, post into the comments, and let's see what you guys have got going on this weekend. Okay, this next question, which is, where do we stop? Okay, where do we stop? When I get to 10K, then 15K, then 20K, where does it stop? Is there a point where you personally will say you are satisfied, or will you always be shifting the goalposts? I think this is an absolutely killer question. Okay? Where does it stop? So, in my own personal journey, what happens is, as you start to ascend your income and as you start to earn more and you have those bigger goals, it just becomes more, as you start to build a team, about the mission of the business. Because here's the thing. What happens is, based on the timeline you are in your business, you're coming out of survival and into abundance. This is a very important concept. Right now, decide whether you're in survival, trying to get into abundance, or whether you're in abundance. Abundance means that you're okay financially, you've got money in the bank, you've got some free money to spend, you can make some, you know, investments. And even if you're in survival, I was in survival and I had to make investments to get out of survival. Understand that's not for everyone, but for me, I had to get more in debt to get out of it, because I used the debt, I used a credit card as an investment to get out, and the rest of the money on credit cards was entertainment. This is a very important concept for most people to understand, of getting out of survival. If you don't want to do that approach and you don't want to get more in debt using an investment, for example, $5,000 or $10,000 on a credit card to actually invest in yourself instead of just spending money on entertainment, then you're going to have to save, make sacrifices, get an extra job, sell shit you don't need, all of those things to remove yourself out of survival and into abundance. Okay, so have the decision right now on where are you on that scale. Are you in survival? Post into comments. Are you in survival right now? Are you in abundance? Okay, so where does it stop? When you start ascending your income and you go from solo entrepreneur to growing a team, what happens is then you're starting to, like, it really does not stop, but it doesn't stop because you're feeding the mission of helping more people, and now it's about you making more money to support the growth of the team, because now you've got a team that you're needing to pay so that they can, and it becomes about helping your team get what they want out of their lives. Does that make sense? So it goes from being about you to then, when you go into abundance, to becoming about other people and the mission, because you're now growing the company and putting the company first. Okay, so it's very important to get that distinction between where you are, whether you're in survival, whether you've shifted into abundance, and then you can decide on that. So, you know, I'd love to get new things and get a different home and get a different car and start to give back and all of those things, but it's okay to want achievement. People, what the problem is people make it wrong to want and desire things, but it's natural to want to grow. Okay, it's natural to want to achieve something. It's because of the achievement of getting it. It's the journey of achieving that thing and reaching that milestone. And of course there's going to be new milestones, because if you go from an achievement and hitting a milestone to then becoming stagnant and not setting goals and targets, for you as an entrepreneur, it's going to get really boring, because you're just going to be sat there on a beach. I can't go on a holiday and just be like, spend all of the time like just chilling out on the beach. I want to go into achievement. I want to like start helping people. I'm itching. I've just learned something. I've just read a book on the beach, and I'm itching to share that value, to be able to impact someone. Like, I don't have to be told to do that. And I'm sure many of you watching this are exactly the same. It doesn't stop. Okay, but what is important to say around this, which is, don't think that when you get this, okay, and when you and achieve these things, that it's going to make you happy, because it's not. Okay, it's not. If you get one of these, and I can tell you from personal experience, if you get one of these, but your relationship is fucked, you won't care about this. It might be nicer to drive in it and cry in it. But you won't, this won't mean anything, okay? So it's not wrong to achieve any of those things and reach for any of those things. And I would say that experiences and items and reaching your goals, like whatever you want, whatever you desire, whatever is in your sight of vision to want to create, is 100% okay. Okay, you should be able to achieve and do exactly what you want without fear of judgment from anyone else. Because the truth of a journey and the truth of life is that maybe when you get these things, you'll realize that you don't want them anymore. But that's part of the process. Okay, but what people do is they suddenly go, well, if I have this, it's going to be wrong. Or if I get and achieve this, then people are not going to like me. But this is all just your thoughts. Okay, remembering that everything that you achieve, every goal that you hit, everything that you buy, every experience that you have, there's someone who created this that's benefiting from it. There's some job that you're helping to feed. There's some smile that you're putting on someone's face for it. So don't ever make it wrong to have big goals and dreams of things or houses or experiences, because there's always a benefit to someone else who has delivered that and created that. So you're always in service. You're always in helping someone move along. Very, very key. So it is never ending, but don't make it wrong. That's my answer to that question. Wow, I got a bit fired up with that. I get fired up with that topic. I'll tell you why. It's because so many people make it wrong. And so many people question themselves, and so many people hold themselves back of wanting to reach their goals because of fear. A fear about what other people are going to think. When truth be told, they're not living your life. They haven't been on the journey that you're on. And 100% of what you desire in any given moment is totally down and up to you. All right. Cool. What's my favorite song is the next question. This is going to be a quick one. And I'll share that in a few seconds. So this is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs. If you're enjoying the content, hit the share button. Head to fitpreneurs.com if you're ready for elite coaching, where it's a combination of business, development, growth, accountability, support. Then head to fitpreneurs.com/breakthrough, where myself or my team will jump on a call with you, find out where you are, where you want to be. And once you tell us where you want to be, we'll drag your ass through to get you there. With the right sales, marketing support, and also mindset to be able to help you become a badass leader and change more lives at a very, very different level than you are currently operating at. George, welcome. Thank you for joining me. So, what's my favorite song? My favorite song has always been and always will be Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. There you go. All right, next question. Post into the comments below if you have a question. And please don't ask me to sing it. As much as I would like to try, I would probably have 100% people exit the Facebook Live. So there you go. All right, next question. How do I be less soft with clients? How do I be less soft with clients? So this comes down to confidence and certainty, which is really important when you're working with clients, because you obviously want to help get results and you want to help them move forward. And sometimes that can be difficult, because sometimes you fear losing them if you're quote unquote put your foot down. Here's the truth. Okay, when someone says to me or my team, Simon, this is what I want, this is what I desire, this is where I want to be. Okay, it's your job to coach what they said and what they're desiring. Okay, not their excuses and not their stories. When someone makes that, and someone says to you, this is where I want to be. Simon, this is where I want to be. I want to make $10,000 a month. I want to move out of my current home. I want to start traveling. I want to start to build a tribe of people. And I want, like, as soon as that's locked in and you say you're committed and that is that buy-in, then you hold people to that. It doesn't matter what you say. Everything is all about intent and your truth. Okay? So again, remove the fear. And remove the fear and be willing to speak your truth based on your experience. People really appreciate brutally honest conversations. That's what I've learned over time. People appreciate not sugarcoating things. Okay, post in the comments below. Would you agree that it's important to be honest with your clients? Would you say it's really honest? Do you like someone being honest with you, or do you like them sugarcoating it? I think so many more people are just craving honesty. Okay? So many people are craving that I need to just be like, because everyone's saying that everything's okay when it's not. Okay? So as long as it's coming from a loving place, as long as it's coming from a place of care, as long as it's coming from a well-intended place, then how do you become less soft is by being okay by speaking your truth. And that's more down to your internal belief system on who you are and your level of certainty and confidence than it really is on the client. And oftentimes what you're doing is you're disturbing the client if you're not being honest with them, because you're projecting someone that you're not, right? So in fact, one of the top three, I think, on our new client enrollment forms, it asks the question, why did you hire Fitpreneurs, or why did you want to work with Simon? And the top thing came up was no bullshit, right? And that tells me that brutal honesty wins. There's actually a book by Brad Blanton called Radical Honesty. Has anyone ever read that book? You want to check it out. It's called Radical Honesty. Check out that book by Brad Blanton. A very good book if you want to start to get more skillful in being literally brutally honest with people. It's not about being an asshole. It's about being honest and saying the truth based on your model of the world, based on your experience. Okay, so when I'm honest about something and I'm speaking my truth, nobody's coming from a place of, listen, I've been through this journey, I've experienced it, I've worked with hundreds of clients, I know what the results are, you're coming to me for help, okay, on something, therefore you're asking for my opinion, so I'm going to lay down my truth based on experience. The lack of confidence will come when you're speaking something from a book and you're just reading it, you haven't actually gone through it, and so you doubt yourself. So the certainty needs to come from you, coming from, no, I know this based on experience, and that's why I'm sharing it with you, and I noticed the patterns. Okay, very, very, very key. Next, all right. Next question is, oh, that's 10, wow. Okay, first question was, how do you, and I'll just do a recap, how many hours do you spend in your business? If you're watching a replay, what is the one thing that you focus on in your business that created massive results? I told you at the start of the video, is the mindset, stop worrying what people thought. What are best practices for hiring a VA? We've also covered, how do you organize your ideas? What's the best find the pain question to bridge the gap in a sale? How do you go about converting cold leads? What's the one thing I can do to jumpstart my business? When does it stop? Where do we stop? What's my favorite song, Man in the Mirror? And how do I be less soft with clients? So hopefully you guys enjoyed that. If you're watching the replay, still post in the comments and maybe I'll come and say hi. In the meantime, head to fitpreneurs.com/breakthrough if you want to get some kick-ass coaching mentorship for your fitness or nutrition business so that we can help you become a badass, no BS leader who gets amazing results, more leads, more clients, more business, and more freedom for you, because you went into this industry to help and serve people, and you deserve more. You deserve the top level, okay? And that's what we do. We work with clients who want to be the best. All right, guys, have a fantastic weekend.
Guys, thanks for the killer episode. Listen, if you want to take your fitness business to the next level, terminate your competition, create ultimate freedom, buy new houses, cars, which could blow up, travel the world, or open your own gym where you can lift really heavy weights, then head to www.thefitpreneurs.com/free call for details on how to apply for your free accelerator call. Until the next episode, hasta la vista, Fit Pros.